the United States shall feel war as never have they conceived in their minds, that this could enter upon the glorious nation of the United States and Canada. Your time is running out. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolchild.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, quote, "But of those times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that we write to you, for you yourselves know well that the day of the Lord is to come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and security, even then sudden destruction will come upon them as birth pangs upon her who is with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. For you are all children of the light and children of the day. You are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do the rest, but let us be wakeful and sober. For they who sleep, sleep at night, and they who are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Let us put on the breastplate of faith and charity, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us unto wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort one another and edify one another, even as indeed you do." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on July 1, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is looking up and pointing towards the heavens. And as I watch her, she's going over and she's now though directly by the ball and she's showing sections of the ball to me with her finger. There it will burst in flames, my child. Now that's, I can see from the ball that it's an actual globe of the world like we have on our desk in school. And the first place to burst into flames is Africa. Now Our Lady is pointing farther up on the globe and she's saying, "Now listen, my child, and repeat this well. The United States of America is fast approaching on the start of the Third World War. My children, your newspapers and your medias give no account of these secret missions. There are men going from the State Department back and forth, hinder and yawn, looking for peace. Peace where there is no peace, and peace where there shall be no peace, unless they follow the directions of the Eternal Father and the messages given from heaven in the past years not alone on these grounds, my children of Bayside and Flushing Meadows, but also to various seers, young and old, about the world. The world is crying, peace, peace, and there will be no peace unless the world will recognize my warnings of caution from years ago in Earth's time, and they do something about it. I have promised you peace, my children, if you will go forth with your rosary in one hand and the bronze scapular about your neck. How many have cast aside their armor because they fear or they are afraid of the mockery of those who have already hardened their hearts to the truth, and their eyes and hearts are eternally blinded, for many of them shall fall into hell, and many of them shall be wearing their red berets. My child, I say this, for Satan has entered into the highest realms of the hierarchy now, and this I say unto you, stop them now while there is time. Approach your priests, for they are planning the extermination of Pope John Paul II before the Synod. What can I do, my child, you say to yourself, as this goes through your head with fear. There is nothing to fear, my child. I have given you the course. You will pray the rosary daily, my children. Link to link, bead to bead, going throughout the whole world. For I repeat, your time is about up. Any day, any hour, you will face the major part of the chastisement. My children, I caution you now, and I wish that you remember these instructions from several years ago in Earth's time that I gave to you to keep in your homes a good supply of canned goods. They have shelf value, my children. They will not spoil, but better that you keep them and they spoil than to have come upon you the great chastisement. It will be a ball of fire which will ignite many of the chemicals that are being stored up for the destruction of the nations. My children, I repeat anew, why has Rome and our vicar given up the course that the Eternal Father gave to me to pass on to you children? Why are they opening the doors for another attempt at assassination to your Pope, our son, John Paul II? My children, not only with the canned foods will you store just food, but you must also make known to your families and your friends that they had best keep blankets and water in tight containers, for there will be, on the onset of the chastisement, there will be nothing that you can buy due to contamination.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Our Lady is telling us to store up food. We found a tremendous book titled Making the Best of Basics Family Preparedness Handbook. In today's world, you can't afford to be unprepared. If you want security of being able to live from your own personal resources for up to a year, regardless of external conditions, Making the Best of Basics will show you how. With over 350,000 copies of earlier editions sold, Making the Best of Basics has long been a standard on in-home food storage and family preparedness. Now, Making the Best of Basics has been expanded, revised, and updated with almost 100 additional pages of charts, tables, recipes, plus an 80-page Yellow Page section listing the suppliers of preparedness resources in the United States and Canada. This Basics, Making the Best of Basics, is the most comprehensive single volume ever compiled on in-home food storage. Making the Best of Basics costs $20 plus $4 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Making the Best of Basics for $20 plus $4 shipping and handling. Order it today. Be prepared for the future. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 52 for a grand total of 34,314 hours pledged in the next year. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours each week for a year before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, call us at 616-698-6448 or write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask that everyone pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building there very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help us keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. We have a new addition now, the 15-decade rosary. Now you can hear the rosary on the internet. Tell your family and friends about it. Visit us at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we continue the Bayside prophecies given on July 1, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Your homes are protected by a supernatural being, with Saint Michael, the head of the armies from heaven. Just as in the days of old, so will it be, my children, that there will be sent to you an angel of death, but in human form. While the world cries peace, peace, and salvation, they do not look in the right direction. They are depending on the scientists of the world who are ever seeking but never coming to the truth. These scientists have created now arsenals of ammunition and warheads and missiles in which they seek to gain control of the world. And my children, it does not take much knowledge or a learned being to understand that heaven alerts you now to the dangers of the onslaught of communism. Satan, being at the controls, will soon have one who is possessed and of also a major rank in the world today to press that one little technological wizard, not in human form, but in mechanical form. Like a robot, this will go forth among the nations, and nations shall disappear from the earth in the short time of 3 to 5 minutes. Oh, my child, I cry tears of great pity for you. Do not be afeard, my child. I have made a promise to you that if you do my mission, using every ounce of the energy that you can in a broken down body, You will save many souls, my child. My reward, I say unto you, your children will be saved. The world may call it the onslaught of a Holocaust, but not many will have the opportunity to try to figure what has happened about them as they run back and forth and try to flee before the chastisement. Don't look back, my children, as you find the bodies, black, dead bodies, lying among your roads. Do not touch them, or you will die also. This will tell you, my child and my children, that the major chastisement shall be a third world war, which is in the planning now. Russia has not been converted. And why? Because the message I gave many years ago to the little children and to those who had the heart to seek for the truth, I told them that unless they prayed the rosary and wore their round scapulars, death shall be a place among the living. Death such as no man could perceive in his human mind, to see the destruction of missiles and other contemptible technological implements made strictly from the knowledge of Satan. In the church, my child, cry with me. My tears fall upon you and your children and all of the children of the world because of the fact that many shall die in the great flames of revolt of the redemption and also the technological weapons of the enemy, Russia. All of these munitions are being sent throughout the world. They are building up armaments beyond what man could conceive. This you must know, because only you, my children, who hear my words and act upon them, shall be saved. Your children, I cry for you poor mothers. Know that my mother's heart is solaced only by the knowledge that these children shall not be lost to heaven. But your young children have been disappearing from your homes. And where are they as you go to and fro looking for your children? And my mother's tears fall upon you. Many shall be found dead, but others shall never be found, for they are disposed of in a most despicable way by a group known as the Satanists. My child, I wish that you boiled the water in your home. I will tell you now, my children, if you are receiving waters for your use in your homes, it must be boiled. Because the contamination of chemicals and waste matter, nuclear waste matter, is driving down into the soils of the nation and polluting these waters, which will bring imminent death to many. My child, you are affrighted at much I have to say, but that is the reason, my child, we took you out of your sick bed and brought you to the grace of the Father to these grounds tonight. It was imminent that on the 18th you listen and follow my directions, my child, and you did well, for you have saved a soul from hell. Yes, my child, I know you are shivering when you think of hell. And when I took you down to see hell and purgatory, my children and my child, especially you, Veronica, you know that my words cannot be taken lightly, for you lived them. You lived the consequences of such evil when you could not attend on the 18th. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. And also, at this time, I wish to extend my mother's heart of comfort to Father S. It was the Eternal Father's will that he come unto you. But naturally, as he joined the flock from heaven, the wolves were after him and dispersed him from among the flock. His heart is known to me, my children. So do not seek to find reasons for his present conduct. He will come back, but he will have a heavy cross to carry when he returns. We are proud of our son, that he did much to spread the message from heaven.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on July 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, and my first testimony here is from Colorado. To Our Lady of the Roses, we here consider this a miracle. As I am writing, I am also writing to Cardinal Ratzinger, telling him the benefits received. For over 10 years, I've been praying, fasting, crying for our household of 15 children, 16 grandchildren today. We are 40 people. The church changes, the world changes. All have been turning our family and myself away from the Catholic Church. We have been hurting spiritually, going hungry for spiritual food. One evening, I turned on the radio to listen to some peaceful music before I went to bed. Then I tuned in on your radio station program. I strained my ears as the station came and went. I couldn't believe my ears because I did not know Blessed Mother Mary was speaking to and through any person in America. And to think, since 1970, and only now we here know it, in our, it is an answer to my prayers. I sent in for the messages, rose petals, and the videotape. They came. All of our people here, my seven children, still at home, have been awakened and strengthened in God's love. We have all been convinced in our hearts that these things have happened. When we all sat down and watched the videotape story, my husband has been away from the church and confession for 9 years. He is now back in church and confession. I had been away from confession for 13 years because I did not know you had to confess to a priest before Holy Communion. I now know. Also kneeling, and only from the priest, two fingers. We here now have all returned to the Catholic Church, as we're all baptized Catholics, and we'll live and die baptized Catholics. I called all 8 children, married and away from home. I tell them of the messages and the videotape, and also how I was wrong, because the graces are in the church from God, and we have to go to receive them. All promise to return to church and the sacraments and confession this Ash Wednesday. We'll see all of us there, and we continue to go. Blessed Mother Mary has visited our home. I am a mother, and I pray for help so many years, and she came and helped me. Mary, help of mothers, keeps helping me. I will do all I can with the help of my family to spread the messages of Bayside and the Netter sign. Now, my next testimony, it's a videotape which was taken on the vigil grounds. My name is Mary Castellano. I am from White Plains, New York. I had a brain surgery. I had a tumor. Prior to that, my sister in Syracuse sent me a rose petal from the Blessed Mother Shrine at Bayside. I was very ill. After the operation, I went right into a coma, and they didn't expect me to live. If I did live, I was going to be a vegetable. 7 days after my operation, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the doctor saw the monitor go blank. They came to see what happened and thought I had died and detached everything and all the equipment. I was on my knees with my hands in prayer. They put me back into bed. Then they took another CAT scan, and they couldn't even tell I had surgery except for the scar. Everything was completely in line. The brain was completely in line. Everything was perfect. My doctor now is retired, and he's a very good Catholic. He is a very devout man, and he's said that he looked over my medical history, and he said, medically, I am a miraculous cure. Religiously, definitely so. And he sent all the medical papers to the archdiocese. When I was operated on, they attached the scapula to my arm and also Our Lady of the Roses petal. I am very, very grateful to Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses for this wonderful cure, for being so good to me. Now, I must state here that we have the written statement of the medical report from the doctor, and also we have an oral statement from the doctor on a videotape. That's the end of that. Well, that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.